We have a strange exhibit whose name is The Border of the World. And at the border of the world, there is a strange mix between which is art and which is maybe not art, but certainly creation. And all this series of exhibition is devoted to this question. Is creation always art? Is there a creation outside of art? And maybe there is art outside of what we consider like art.
As Jean Douloisy, the president of the Palais de Tokyo Museum, says, the exhibit Le Bord des Mondes features creative people from outside the traditional art world, but whose work seems to belong to it because of its depth, its beauty, and its singularity. Singularity is a key word here. I don't think even on a good day I could come up with anything even close to what the artists in this show have not only imagined, but brought to fruition. It's a good lesson in following your passion. You never know where it might lead you. That's what the American rock balancer Bridget Polk told me. She said she'd never said to herself, gee, I want to be a rock balancer and have big shows in fabulous European museums. She just became fascinated by, as she put it, playing with rocks, stacking them and balancing them on each other at odd angles. Polk calls what she does a practice because it is a very meditative process for her.
I've been a meditator for about 25 years, and when I started doing the balancing, I realized that either doing it will bring me into meditation, or if I can sort of go into a meditation of sorts, you know, or just, you could just call it really deep focus, it'll either bring me to it, or if I go there first and do it, then it facilitates doing it a little bit more easily. And I also have been told by people who even have just looked at photographs of the balances that it is calming for them as well. And that makes me happy, because if I can share the peace that it brings to me, and the stillness and silence, even when there's chaos around, it's a reminder that that is always available because it's within. So
Tomás Saraceno from Argentina is displaying spider webs at the show. There are two webs, and they're stacked on top of each other. The webs were spun by two different species of spiders, one by a solitary spider, these are the spiders who work alone, the other by social spiders, spiders who work together and live together in a common web. Saraceno wanted to know what would happen if he put solitary and social spiders together.
What we are trying to do is try to see if different degrees of sociability in attempt to build something together. This means spiders who usually will not weave a web together, but somehow by sharing the same space, we might change in the long term how we can become more social to a certain extent.
You're making me think, obviously, of all kinds of human things about living together. I guess that's a fairly obvious thing to think about.
Why not? But also, you know, it's like how we can, yeah, share a space, you know, when it's not really your own web, but you somehow start to construct something on a pre-existing web, and how much you use a pre-existing structure to also being able to build your own web.
Okay, so Tomás, what happened with the non-social spider and the social spider and their webs?
They're together.
Yeah, exactly. This means not in all species they kind of work out this experiment of kind of cohabitation or co-weaving of a hybrid web, but in this case was pretty successful. And but maybe, you know, it's like a training. I'm always thinking you know, maybe I'm keeping a track of them, and then let's see, maybe they, once they learn how to live in a weave partially part of their web on top of that web, let's see, we're kind of learning by doing.
And if spiders can, maybe we can too. There were so many fascinating people at Le Bord des Mondes that next week I'll introduce you to Lady Gaga's wig maker and a man who has created a 17 meter tall map of an imaginary world. In the meantime, if you're in Paris, go see Le Bord des Mondes at the Palais de Tokyo. It's up and running until the 17th of May. For RFI, I'm Susan Owensby.